In most people's minds, the treeless landscape of the tundra is usually associated with Arctic countries somewhere in the northern hemisphere. But in fact, you could also come across tundra here in the Czech Republic, that is, in the giant mountains in the northeast of the country. Just how exactly has tundra developed in the heart of Europe? Ruth Frankova finds out in today's edition of Czech Life.
The Krkonoše Mountains in the north of the Czech Republic are home to the country's biggest national park and one of the most popular tourist destinations. But not many visitors are aware that there is a natural treasure hidden in the midst of the mountains, the Arcto-Alpine tundra. A new campaign entitled Krkonoše, Tundra in the Heart of Europe, is trying to change that. I spoke to Jakub Kašpar, the deputy head of the Krkonoše National Park, and I first asked him to tell me a few words about the tundra biome.
The most understandable definition should be that it is a biotope which is characterized by absence of forest or high forest. So it's forest-free biotope, which is usually placed on the northeast areas of the continents, in Arctic areas behind the polar circle. But there are some very few exceptions, and the Krkonoše Mountains is one of those exceptions, and it is due to the prehistory of the region.
So how exactly did the Arctic alpine tundra develop in the heart of Europe? As you said, one would associate it with other parts of the world, with the northern hemisphere, with the Alps.
It was due to the very large glacier, which covered the northern part of Europe 20,000 years ago. And the end of the glacier was some 30 kilometers north from the Krkonoše Mountains range. In that time, the climate in the Krkonoše Mountains was very similar to what we can see in Arctic now. And the mountains themselves were covered by the mountain glaciers. Therefore, the average temperatures were very low and the summer period was very short. And in that time, the biodiversity as well as the geological diversity formed to the form of the Krkonoše tundra or Arcto-Alpine tundra, and it is due to the fact that the special composition of species and the geomorphological forms of the landscape combine phenomena from the Arctic tundra with phenomena which are specific for higher mountains. And this is also due to the fact that Krkonoše Mountains are located on a very special area, because north from the mountain range there is no other mountain range up to the sea. So all the winds which are coming from north and northwest stop just on the mountain range of Krkonoše Mountains. And therefore the climate is much tougher than the climate would be in such an altitude. So if you were in Alps or in Caucasus, for example, at the level of 1500 meters above the sea level, you will see forests or pastures. But here in the Krkonoše Mountains, you have tundra ecosystems.
What kind of vegetation and animals are typical for that landscape? And are there some unique animal or plant species that can only be found in the Krkonoše tundra?
Yes, there are two very important groups of plants and animal species which are recognized here in the Krkonoše tundra as one of the most valuable things why the national park was declared here. And one of the group is called glacial relics. These are species which are, for example, in northern Scandinavia, absolutely common, like the bird, which is called blue throat, or a plant, which is called cloudberry. In Finland, you can buy ice creams or jam from cloudberries. But here in the Krkonoše Mountains, it is 800 kilometers to south, the only place in the world the cloudberry grows and also fruits. And in the same time, there is the northest place in the world where dwarf pine grows. And altogether, they create a special kind of biotope, which is called dwarf pine cloudberry ecosystem. And the second group I was speaking about is the endemic species. There are several of them here in the Krkonoše Mountains. Just to give an example, we have a special kind of sorbus tree here, which is a combination of two other species which are quite common in Central Europe. And they created naturally the new species, which is called Sorbus sudetica. And you can find it only in the Krkonoše Mountains and even in one small part of the mountain.
What part of the national park is actually taken up by tundra?
It's not so clear because it depends on what we exactly take into the what we are calling tundra. If we are speaking about only the top parts of the mountain range, or if we also speak about the glacial cirques in the glacier valleys here in the Krkonoše Mountains, but altogether we can say that it is about 10 or 12% of the national park area.
And is it normally accessible by tourists, or is it a subject to a stricter protection?
There is a special protection regulation regarding the core zones of the national park in all the Czech Republic. It is not connected specially to tundra. And it says that in the core zone of the national park, or it is called first zone of the national park, you are not allowed to step away from the marked tourist road. And it is the same in tundra, but it is quite well accessible, I think, here in the Krkonoše Mountains through the marked route network, which is quite dense here in the Krkonoše Mountains. So people can experience tundra and its phenomena on their own, and it is not tricky to touch all the phenomena of tundra personally by their hands and to experience it by their senses.
You have recently launched a month-long campaign to promote tundra in Krkonoše. It's called Krkonoše Tundra in the Heart of Europe. What are the main goals of this project?
You know, the Krkonoše Mountains is not only area of tundra. It's the area of the national park, but it's also the area which is very traditionally used for sports and recreation. In the Krkonoše Mountains, that was the area where skiing started in 1870s and where tourism started in 1850s. And the tradition of sports, recreation and tourism here is very long. And in a common sense, especially in the Czech Republic, when you say Krkonoše, the common idea would appear that, okay, it's the skiing area. And we would like to shift it a bit to stress much more that there is something what is nowhere else in the world, and that's Krkonoše Tundra. And that's the main reason why we have started, with the help of so-called Norwegian funds, that campaign Krkonoše Tundra in the Heart of Europe, to put the topic of tundra more to the interest of the general public. And that one-month campaign is only a start. We will promote tundra and its phenomena and its values throughout all the year 2016. So all next year, it will be our main communication subject.
So what will the project include?
The project itself includes the campaign with advertisements in media, in print. It includes also roadshow, which is traveling through 5 big Czech towns or cities. It is just now in Liberec, and there are tents on the main squares of those cities. And in the tent, people can receive some information and knowledge about tundra and its ecosystems and its species and so on. They can also, children especially, can paint some paintings of how they imagine tundra and its species. And from those paintings and verses, we plan to publish a book next year. People can meet, they can ask some questions about tundra and so on. That's the one-month campaign. And then we will, of course, continue by our normal work, but we will stress much more the topic and issue of tundra than normally.
Finally, you told me that tundra has developed due to unique climate conditions. Is it currently threatened by the changing climate conditions, for instance, by global warming? Have you noticed any changes taking place in recent years?
Unfortunately, Krkonoše Tundra can be really threatened by climate change, and we already face some changes. Statistically, we can see quite a huge change in the average temperature during the year. So if we take it some 30 years ago, the average temperature change is in percents. It's up to 3 grades change during 30 years, and it's quite huge. We can see also changes in biodiversity, that, for example, ticks are going up. Some 20 years ago, it was not normal to see tick in the mountains, spruce forest. Nowadays, it's quite a common thing. Wild boars are going up. It's not only because of the climate change, but of course also because of the high numbers of wild boars in the Czech Republic. And also the forest tree line is going up to the mountains. So if the climate change will continue, as predicted by Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change, we are really afraid that it can really threaten the Krkonoše Tundra and its existence.